All right, praise God. Now we're going to do again proclamations or confessions of faith to overcome the devil. So basically, confession of faith means agreeing with what God has said. God has spoken to us through his word. That's his covenant to us. That's his will. And Jesus is the high priest of our confession. Amen. Amen. So Jesus takes the words of God we speak. Amen. He watches over to bring them to pass. Amen. So also, even in the Old Testament, it talks about the privilege of the saints to execute the written judgment. So we can speak them on our behalf. We can speak them on behalf of other people. And Jesus will take these to execute the written judgment. Amen. And bring the words to pass in people's lives. Amen. Amen. Eventually, it'll be only his kingdom. Amen. Amen. So right now, this is a proclamation again to overcome the devil. Okay. And this is going to be more personal. But we could change it and make it even for other people. But this is going to be more of a personal devotional time. I have Brother Matthew with me. And Brother Matthew is going to repeat after me. And that's a demonstration to how you can take advantage while you listen to these audios, while you listen to the sound of this. When I speak, you can repeat after. So it's a way to space the time so you can take this in your MP3 player, you can take this in your car, or you can be doing something else around the room, and you can listen to what I say, and you can repeat it. Matthew will be doing that right after I say my part. He will repeat it. And the reason for that, again, is so that you can take it and just listen to it and repeat it. You might want to, you may lay on a mat, you may lay on a bed, you may sit in a chair, you know what I mean, and just speak this out, amen, release it in the air. You know, it's important that we verbalize and speak out of our own mouth in the earth realm, in the realm where we live. Amen? Amen? So, praise God. So, proclamation again to overcome the devil. Here we go. I testify to Satan personally.
I testify to Satan personally.
As to what the word says the blood does for me.
As to what the word of God or word says that the blood of Jesus does for me.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Out of the hand of the devil.
Out of the hand of the devil.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
All my sins are forgiven.
All my sins are forgiven.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
God's Son.
God's Son.
Continually cleanses me.
Continually cleanses me.
From all sin.
From all sin.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am justified.
I am justified.
Made righteous.
Made righteous.
Just as if I'd never sinned.
Just as if I never sinned.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am sanctified.
I am sanctified.
Made holy.
Made holy.
Set apart to God.
Set apart to God.
My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Cleansed.
Cleansed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Satan has no place in me.
Satan has no place in
me. No power over me.
No power over me.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus. Amazing. Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm going to read you the scriptures now. They go with that, and I'm just going to read them. In case you're taking notes, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that's Amen. Jesus Christ, Amen. And by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. That is what? That they testified or witnessed, that they spoke out, that they confessed, that they proclaimed to what the word of God says about that the blood of Jesus has already done for them.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen. Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I like that song. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Anyway, so 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, Amen. As he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
And then Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified, just as if I'd never sinned, by his blood. Another way to say justified is made righteous, made in right standing with God through the blood. I have been justified by his blood, just as if I never sinned by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen? It's the blood of Jesus that keeps us from seeing the wrath of God. Amen?
Amen.
So Revelation chapter 13, verse 12. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Amen? Sanctified, set apart, made holy. Amen? Right? And then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple or the habitation place or the house, our body, of the Holy Spirit? Our body is now, because it's been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, becomes a place where the Holy Spirit can live. Amen? Who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own. For you were bought at a price. Amen?
Amen.
The price was Jesus' life. And his blood was spilled unto death in our behalf.
Amen.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Even our body, we're to glorify God, even in our body. God bless. So this concludes our proclamation and our confession on overcoming the devil. There's a lot more we can say on that, but this is just to, again, refresh us in it. God bless. Until next time.